This is Steve Knopfsinger reporting for KFRM on the Oldie Seed Farm's Fall Harvest Tour Update, sponsored in part by Morton Buildings, Kansas Corn, and Kansas Sorghum. Today I'm talking with Lonnie Mingarelli, an extension agent with the Southwind District based out of Fort Scott, Kansas. Lonnie, could you tell us how the fall crop harvest is progressing there?
Yes, the corn is in full swing right now. Some guys have finished up, and most guys are right in the middle of the corn harvest at this time. Yields are kind of all over the board, whether they caught rains or not this summer, from 70 to pushing 200 bushel, depending on where you're at and whether or not you caught a couple summer rains or not. Soybeans, right now soybeans are not doing so good. A lot of soybeans have set on pods and trying to fill in the middle of this drought that we're having. And so a lot of beans have started to turn and started the fire, but there's not going to be a whole lot there to harvest unless you start getting in the northern part of Southwind District, northern Bourbon, Allen, Woodson County, where they've caught a little bit more rain. Those beans tend to be doing a lot better.
How has the rain been there since the beginning of spring planting?
We were very wet early on, and some corn got replanted and stuff, even clear down into first part of June, which is getting pretty late on some of that corn. That corn is not doing very good at all. The soybeans, most of them got planted mid-June to 1st of July, and then double-crop soybeans right around the July 4th time frame for most of those. And the double-crop beans are not doing well at all. We haven't had any real significant rain amounts in July and August. And now that we're into September, the double-crop beans really aren't doing very well. The full-season beans, like I said, they've set on pods, but they are burning up at this point right now, to where that even a rain right now may not even be beneficial to it.
What are the moisture levels running at for the corn that's been harvested up to now?
Starting out, a lot of guys were hitting, you know, we're riding that 15% mark about two, three weeks ago, and we'd jump up into 18s and 20s, and now here lately it's with the lack of moisture and the very dry air. I mean, some corn is, I've heard guys saying, getting down around, you know, 12 or less percent moisture, which is not good either.
Have you had any other challenges as far as pests and diseases in your area?
There, 2-3 weeks ago, we kind of had a lot of armyworms come in, but a lot of guys got right on top of that and didn't really have a huge issue with those. There were areas that had little pockets of them, but they didn't have much problem with that. I do know aphids were becoming a huge problem in corn. The aphids were becoming an issue late, especially on sorghum sedan and things like that. Sugarcane aphid, what little Milo is, has been really tough. And it's been they've been really thick and really hard to kill because they, you know, hide on the bottom side of the leaf. So it's hard to get an insecticide on them. But the yields really aren't necessarily there on the crops that some farmers is really hard to justify the application when the crop wasn't going to be there to begin with.
Do you have any projections as far as what the Milo might do this year in your area?
70s probably, 60, 70 bushel Milo would be my best guess at this point, what few Milo fields I've seen.
This has been the Oldie Seed Farm's Fall Harvest Tour Update, brought to you in part by Morton Buildings, Kansas Corn, and Kansas Sorghum. This is Steve Knopfsinger reporting.